Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Samach Zayin, and we are five lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Samach Vav, Amid Beis, Hahu Dahava Kosev Beit. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunim Batzar of Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel. So, the topic of the previous daf was the idea of Yad Bal Hashtar Ala Tachtoina. Meaning, if there's a shtar, mamoin, that's written, and there's some ambiguity, there's some gray area, so the bal hashtar, the one that stands to benefit from the shtar, is always yodoy ala tachtoina. Either way, today's daf is going to begin with a maisa shahoya kachoya, where there was a shtar that had this ambiguous language, and this very halacha was applied. Zok Gemara, Huda have a kasebe. There was a shtar that was written in it, Shis Meya Vezuza. So the shtar said that Reuven owed Shimon money. How much? 600 and a zuz. Now, the ambiguous language was the Shis Meya, 600 what? Meaning, what coin, what currency was it 600 of, so that we can determine how much money is really owed. Sholcha Rav Shravya Kameh Abaye. So Rav Shravya gets the shtar, he wasn't sure what to do with it, so he sent it to Abaye, and he asked Abaye as follows, am I supposed to interpret the shtar as if it says, Shis Meya Istiri Vezuza, 600 Istiri, that's a type of coin, Oiduma Shis Meya Priti Vezuza, or maybe it's 600 Prutois and Azuz, which is a lot less than 600 Istiri, and the way the Rishonim speak out, or maybe a third possibility, it's 600 Zuzi and Azuz. So Rav Shravi tells Abaya, there's some ambiguous language here, and frankly, I'm not really sure what to make of this. Amale, so Abaya told Rav Shravya as follows, Dal Priti, that from the three options that you presented me with, one of them needs to be immediately X'd out, and that is the possibility that what the shtar means is 600 priti. And the reason is, Deloi Kasvi B'shtara, because nobody would ever write 600 prutais in a shtar, Da'asuche Maskin Lahu. Because what you would do is, you would take the 600 prutais and you would convert them into some smaller denomination so that it would read a little bit more normal. If you take a look at the last line in Rashbam, the Rashbam says that b'makim kuf tzadik beis prutois, for every 192 prutois that a person wants to write in a shtar, kaisfin dinar. What you do is you convert the prutois into a dinar, and that's usually what would be written. So Abaye wrote back to Rav Shravya that one thing is for sure, that there's no way in the world that when the person wrote 600, he meant 600 prutois, because 600 prutois would have been converted into a certain amount of dinarim, or like the Gemara says, umash v'luhu zuzi, or a certain amount of zuzi. My amrit, what then are the other possibilities? Did he mean shis meya istiri v'zuza, or did he mean shis meya zuzi v'chad zuza? So did he mean 600 istiri and a zuz, or did he mean 600 zuzi and a zuz? Now, if those are the two possibilities, the rule is yad bal hashtar ala tachtoina, based on the sugya that we're learning, and if that's the rule, the person that has the shtar is going to end up getting the lesser of the two. Now, it's interesting, the Rashbam has two tzad on what the lesser of the two is. Ayin Shom, we definitely do not have to go into that. But the bottom line is, this is a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, where Yad Bal Hashtar Ala Tachtoino was actually implemented. Another story. Amr Abaya. Abaya said, Hai man, the boy, lemech fi chasim is yada beveidino. If somebody needs to present his signature to Bezdin. Now, why would someone have to present a signature for Beis Din? So the Rashbam gives an example. Maybe it was for the purpose of Kiyum Shtaris. But either way, Lo Yidlach Bi Besayif Megilta. This person, Abaye just giving good advice, should not sign on the bottom of a piece of paper. Why? Duma Mashkech Lo'acha. Because maybe somebody's going to find this piece of paper, V'kosev, and he's going to write on top and beneath the signature as follows, the Masik Bezuzi. Meaning, if you're going to sign your name, right, never give anybody a blank check, right? Don't give someone your signature on a piece of paper, because if somebody finds it, he could do some damage. Meaning, what he might write is that this person who signed up this document is essentially signing that he owes someone else a lot of money. We learned in the Mishnah that if somebody has a piece of paper and on the piece of paper somebody signed saying that he owes someone else money, this person who this piece of paper says is owed money can collect the money, albeit from the Nechasim B'nei Chayim. In other words, it's not treated like a proper shtar, but at the same time it is considered a hischayvus, and you can collect with something like this. So Abaye said, just good advice, never sign your name on the bottom of a piece of paper because you're setting yourself up for a potential disaster. A story. Ahu bazbiza dasa the kamid Abaye. There was a bazbiza that came to Abaye. So who's a bazbiza or bazbina muchis? So this person was a tax collector, and he comes to Abaye. Amalei, he tells Abaye, "Nechzili mar chasim es yodei." Abaye, do you mind signing this blank piece of paper? I'd like to see your signature. Abaye says, "And why would you like to see my signature?" So he gave him a very plausible reason. He said, "Chiyasu rabbanon," because when the rabbanon come to me, machfuli, they often will show me that they have an ishur that they don't have to pay any taxes. Now, an Isha has to be signed by a big rabbi. Sometimes they'll show me your signature, but I don't really know if it's your signature. But I want to know what your signature is because mavarnu b'lei michsa. I want to be able to allow them to pass without having to pay any taxes. So I need to know what your signature looks like. So do me a favor, please sign here. If I see you sign this piece of paper, I'll be able to now know that if somebody presents me with this signature, it actually belongs to you. So the Gemara says, achvile b'reish megiltas. Abaye said, no worries. And he started writing his name on the top of a piece of paper. Right, Abaye said, "Hay man de boy lemechti chasim es yodbe beidina loy lichvi besoif megilta," because of his chash. So he was following his own advice, and he went and he starts signing his name on the top of the piece of paper. Either way, this bazbina, this muchis, was a cheverman, have a konogid be. As Abaye was signing his name, he started yanking the piece of paper a little bit so that Abaye's signature wouldn't be mamish on the top of the paper. Amalei, Abaye looked at him and he told him, "Kfar kaldmuch rabbon," and the rabbis beat you to it. Meaning, I know the shtick, I know the scam that you're trying to pull on me, but if you learn Bava Basra, you know this, and as a result, there's no way you're getting my signature anywhere but the top of the piece of paper. Amar Abaye, Abaye said another halacha. If somebody has to write a number on a shtar, and the number is from 3 to 10, so not 1, 2, or not more than a 10, you shouldn't write those numbers at the end of a line. Because we're concerned that maybe the Baal Hashtar is going to be Mezayef, and he is going to add the proverbial zero. So what's he going to do? So the Rashbam says he's going to make from Tlas Talsin, or from Arba Arbaim, or from Chomesh Chamshin. And that's a very big shash, right? There's a big difference if it's 5 or 50. So to prevent something like that from happening, so he said, never write the number 3 to the number 10, b'soif hashita, at the end of a line. So two things. First of all, this is only a problem if it's at the end of the line. If it's in the middle of a line, it's not a problem. And the reason is because in the middle of a line, you're continuing to write. And being that you're continuing to write, if you're going to add a yud and a nun, so it's going to be nicker that something's being written in between the words, in between the lines, so to speak. And as a result, it's going to be very obvious that it looks like there's some shtick going on. Additionally, this is only an issue from Tlas until Asar, because it's only then that you can very neatly pull off this scheme. Tlas easily becomes Talsin, etc. So in Aramaic, this is a chash from Tlas until 10. The Rashbam speaks out, why is it not a problem for more than 10? Let's say you have Echad Asar, so there too, maybe you can play some shtick. So the Rashbam says, what you would have to do there is you would have to make from Echad Asar, like what would the shtick be? You would make from Asar Esrim. But that would require you to add 3 letters because Echad Esrim doesn't work. It would be Echad V'esrim. So you would have to put the Vav in between the Echad and the Asar, and that already would be Nicker because that's not B'soif HaShita. Bottom line is, what did Abaye say? From 3 until 10, you should not write B'soif HaShita, because B'soif HaShita, you have the margins on the side of the paper, it's very easy to add a little bit. In the middle of the line, it's not such a concern. It says, Abaye v'Isra, Rami, that's your cipher, and you're writing a document, and it just so happens that the end of the line is going to be one of these numbers. So what should you do? Nahadri l'dibure, train clauses anyway. What you should do is, you should repeat yourself in the document. Write it again. Because it's inevitable that at some point, it's going to end up in the middle of a line. And by the way, the Rashbam speaks out, even if you're going to go and you're going to add the Yud Nun, you're going to add that zero to the original line, but if you have a stira with numbers between an upper line and a lower line, we always paskin with the lower line, and as a result, this is your way of getting out of it. Now, there was a shtar, and in the shtar it read as follows, Tilsa bipardesa. So the Rashbam tells us the rest of the story. If you take a look at the first wide line of Rashbam, this is what it said in the Rashbam, Zvinis leployni, begin so the isli tisla bepardes. I'm selling to Ploini in the garden that I own a third of my pardes. So this person owned a gina. In the gina there was a pardes, and he's selling a third of that pardes. Either way, what happened was Azal the lekeach went machke legage the base vikare. He chopped off the roof of the base and the bottom of the base. The point is he converted the base into a voth, and the way it read now was as follows. It read as if the person said that Zavinus Laploini beginsa, the Isli Tilsa, not Bipardesa, but rather Upardesa. As if he's saying that I own this Gina. In the Gina, there's a Pardes. I'm selling a third of the entire Gina. Additionally, I'm also selling the Pardes. So if it's beginsa the Isli Tilsa Bipardesa, so all he's selling is the Pardes, and even that, he's only selling a third of it. If it's beginsa the Isli Tisla Upardesa, so that means he's selling a third of the Gina plus he's selling the Pardes. And this guy was able to pull off this Inyan. All he had to do was make the base into a vav. So a good eraser was able to pull this off. Either way, all of a sudden, a fight breaks out between the Meicher and the Lekech. Meicher says, I never agreed to this. Lekech says, what do you mean? I have a shtar, I have Adem, Kim Shtaris. This is what happened. So Abaye is presented with this Din Torah, Amalei Abaye. Send my time in Reviach Lei Almalai Vav. Tell me, why is there so much space between where the vav ends and the next word? Looks a little fishy. Is it possible that maybe there was a base here once upon a time? Either way, the person started changing colors. Kafse, he literally old-schooled him. Ba'oidi, and he was Maida. That, yeah, and Hanami, this is what I did. This was a base. I made it into a vav, and they were able to figure this out. I would have a custom day. There was a shtar that said as follows. Menos Ruvain, the Shimon Achi, that this person purchased the chelek, meaning the field, that belonged to Reuven and Shimon. So they were brothers, as we're about to see, and they, b'shutfis, they owned this piece of property. This guy bought the property that belonged to Reuven and Shimon. That's what their names were, right? Reuven and Shimon are brothers in every sugi and shas, and they're brothers in this maisa shoya kachoya, and this person purchased Reuven and Shimon's chelek. Okay. Havalu acha, there was another brother, the Shmei Achi. So this is a little bit tricky. So there was another brother whose name was Achi. He was a brother, and pun intended, his name was brother. His name was Achi. Either way, Azal Kasev Bei Vav, Vishavya V'Achi. So what this person went, he wrote as follows. The Shtar said, Reuven V'Shimon, the brothers I purchased the field from. Okay, what he wrote was a Vav in front of the Achi, as if to say, I purchased the field that belongs to Reuven and to Shimon and to Achi. He's getting a whole nother chelek. Really, he only purchased Reuven and Shimon's chelek. Why does it say Achi? Because they're brothers and we're referring to them as brothers. But he went and he added a vav in front of the Achi to make it look like he purchased Reuven's chelek and Shimon's chelek and Achi's chelek. Either way, again, a dispute broke out because the Meicher said, Achi says, I don't know what you're talking about. I never sold you anything. Also, the Kamida Abaya, Amalei, my time of Dochik, Lei Alma, Lehai, Vav, Kulehai. Tell me, that Vav looks a little bit uncomfortable, right? Why is it Oindem Tzfufim like that? It's like, looks like maybe it was inserted, it's stuck in between the, is it possible? Kafsne, he forced them into confessing, Va'oidi, and he got the confession that he wanted. Another story. Who started that? Bechasim Alea, Rav, Rav, Acha, Bar Ada. There was a star. And there were two people that were signed on the shtar, not just two people, two great Amayron, Rava and Rav Acha Bar Ada. Also, the Kamid Rava. And the shtar was presented to Rava. Amale, Rava said as follows, Dein chsim mas yodo didihi. This is my signature. Miu, however, kamed Rav Acha Bar Ado lo yichasim li miyoylam. I know I would never sign my name before Rav Acha Bar Ado. So something's up over here. Meaning it's my signature. Whoever forged it, nailed it. But I'm telling you now, it's a forgery. Because my signature here is in front of Rav Acha Bar Ado, and I would never sign before Rav Acha Bar Ado. So the Gemara says, Kafsi va'oidi, they forced this person who was presenting the shtar, and he was moida that he had forged these signatures. Anyways, after this person was moida, they sat down with him, Rava did, and Rava told him, you know, I have to be honest with you, I'm impressed, right? Sometimes these chevra are impressive. And he says, you know, Bishlam Adidi, Bishlam of my signature, Zyphus. I understand, okay, you know how to do this. You were able to forge my signature. Elo de Rav Acha Bar Ado, de Rosis Yode. So Rav Acha Bar Ado, if you take a look at Rabbeinu Gershom, Rabbeinu Gershom says he was very old. And because he was very old, his hands shook. So he said, being that his hands shook, how were you able to imitate his signature? That's much more of a kunz. Amar, so he told him as follows, Anchi Yode, Amitzroi. What I did was, I put my hand on top of a rope. So this was a rope that went from one side of a body of water to another, and those ropes, they tend to shake a little bit. So he said when he signed the document, he went on top of this rope, like this, his hand was shaking, he was able to, some say that what he said was, come a zarnuka v'kosav. So he stood on top of a zarnuka. So a zarnuka is some flask that had liquid in it, and because there's liquid in it, if you'd stand on top of it, so it's going to dray this way, it's going to dray that way, the whole body of the person that's on top of it is going to shake. Sounds like some workout exercise, but the bottom line is he's being nudged a little bit, and that's how he signed it. And as a result, his hand was shaking, and that's how he was able to pull off this stunt. Either way, this concludes the first part of today's daf, which is really a conclusion of what we learned about yesterday. Just some more stories related to the sugya of the day. Either way, we now turn our attention. Me'inyan le'inyan ba'is'inyan, we're still learning Perget Pashut, and we're still dealing with halachos related to Gittin, not Gittin as in Gittin Nashim, although these halachos pertain to Gittin Nashim as well, but more generally speaking, all different types of shtar. Zok de Mishnah, some very critical halachos pertaining to laws of a sefer hilchishtaris. Kois v'get le'ish, afal pi she'ein ishtoi imoy. If a man goes to a sefer and he says that, I want to hire you to write a get for me. So the halacha is that we write the get for the man even though his wife is not there. Meaning the isha does not have to be present in order for the sefer to write a get. V'hashoiver le'isha afal pi she'ein bai le'imo. And we can write a shoiver, that's a receipt that a woman gives her husband when he pays the ksuba, even though the husband is not with her at the time that he instructed the sefer to write the shofar. So we can write the get for the man, afal pishe nishta yimoy, and we can write the shofar, which is what the man receives after he pays the ksuba, even though the man himself is not present. Now the Rashbam says that the reason for these two halachas are not one and the same. Is because a woman doesn't have a vote, v'dayraisa, anyways, whether or not she wants to get divorced or doesn't want to get divorced. Of course, there's a chayim d'Rabbeinu Gershom not to divorce a woman bal karcha, but me'ikar adin, she does not have a vote. As a result, he's the only das that we need when it comes to ksiva saget, when it comes to nesina saget, and therefore, if he says, I want to get, why are we asking her? She really doesn't have much of an opinion in this whole conversation. Additionally, as it relates to Koisvin Shoiver Li'isha, Afa Pichin Bai Li'imo, the Rashbam gives a different reason. He says, because really the Shoiver only hurts her, but for the husband, it's a schos. Because if the husband has the Shoiver, so that's proof that he paid the ksuba. If there's no Shoiver, well, then she's the one that stands to lose. But the point is, being that for her, the shoiver is a choiv, but for the baal, it's a schus, the rule is zochen la'adam shaloi befanav, and therefore, if she wants it, even though he doesn't want it, being that for him it's a schus, we assume that it's something that he would be okay, and therefore we would write it for her. So again, Koisvin Gedlish Afal Pishain Ishtayimoy, because he's the only one that has a deya. Koisvin Shoivali Isha Afal Pishain Bailiimah, because for him it's a schos. So we assume that even though he's not present right now and he doesn't know about it, but Mustama, this is something that he wants, and being that this is something that he wants, Zachun Ladam Shloibafana, we're gonna write the Shoiver even without his das. Additionally, Ubilvad Sheyehim Makir. The Mishnah says, even though Koisvin Gedlish Afal Pishain Ishtayimoy, and Koisvin Shoivali Isha Afal Pishain Bailiimah, there is one very important asterisk to this halach, and that is that the sofer has to know them. Who's them? And what does this all mean? The Gemara is going to explain that. Va'abal noisen schar. Additionally, when it comes to the get and to the sofer, the husband is the one that has to pay the bills. What about with a regular shtar milva? So how does this halacha play itself out? So the halacha is we write a shtar for the loiva, even if the malva is not there. Again, we assume a malva for sure would want a shtar. The loiva maybe not, but the malva for sure wants it. So therefore you can write the shtar for the loiva, even though the malva doesn't know about it. However, we can't write a shtar for the malva unless the loiva is there. Who pays the legal fees when it comes to a shtar milva? It's the borrower. The loiva is the one that pays. We write a shtar for the moicher, even if the loikeach is not there. But we don't write for the loikeach unless the moicher is there. And the loikeach is the one that has to pay the bill. As it relates to shtari erisin or shtari nesuin, so there you need the das of both of them. So what are these shtaris? So shtari erisin, the Rashbam says, a shtari psikta. So this is the nadin, and this is referring to the negotiations that goes on between the mechutanim. When that's documented, this is old school, once upon a time, it was known as shtari erisin. Shtari nesuin, the Rashbam says, is a ksuba. Either way, in case of shtari erisin, the nesuin, elamidas shneim, unless both parties are aware, and the Rashbam says, who are the parties? Avi achasan v'avi akal. V'achasan noisin tzchar. You want to know who pays all these bills? It's the chosin that has to pay for it. So we know what an oris and a kablon is. One person owns a field, another person is a farmer. They come up with some sort of arrangement. So the shtar that chronicles whatever agreement they had is something that's written only if both parties are in agreement to have it written. The hamekabel noisin schar, and it's the mekabel that has to pay the fees. In koisvin shtore beirurin, v'chol maise bezdin, elamidashneim. So shtore beirurin, the Gemara is going to explain, but it's related to a halacha in Masechta Sanhedrin, coming up right around the corner, which talks about in the event that you need to establish a bezdin that's made up of gimel, so each party has the schus to pick one of the dayanin, right? And then together they figure out the third. But the point is that when that was documented, it's known as shtore beirurin. So the Mishnah says, ein kois from shtore beirurin, v'chol maise bezdin. And same is true for all additional different types of shtores that bezdin may have to write. Elamidashneim, unless all the parties involved are aware of it, v'shneim noisin tzchar, this is referring to the shtore beirurin, says the Rashbam, that both of the parties are going to have to be mishtatif to pay the bill. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Oimer, Shneyem Koisvin, Shnayem, the two Edim write two shtaris, Lazela Atzmai, Ulazela Atzmai. Tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to explain what exactly that line means. Either way, a lot of information here in the Mishnah, and now the Gemara is going to do its thing. So the Mishnah began, Koisvin get le'ish, afa pisha ein ishtay imay. Vahashoiver Leisha, afal pi she'ein, bailo ima, ubelvad she'yehe makir. The one caveat is that the sofer has to be makiron. He has to know who it is he's dealing with. So if a man goes over to a sofer and says, could you please write a get because I want to give a get to my wife? He could. Afal pi she'ein ishtayimoy. And if a woman says, can you please write a shoiver because I want to have that receipt in my hand to give my husband when he divorces me and I get my ksuba, no problem, even though the husband's not there. With the exception, with the caveat, so the Gemara says, what does that even mean? Om Rav Yehuda my Rav, so Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Ubevad Sheyehe Makir, Shem Ho'ish Beget, V'Shem Ho'isha B'Shoiver. This Sofer, when this man comes to him and says, I want to write a get for my wife, he has to know who this person is. And when the woman says, I want to write a Shoiver, He has to know who this woman is. Meaning, the husband in English has to present ID. So you go to the sofer and you say, you know, I want to give a get to my wife. What's your name? This is my name. Prove it. You have to have ID. And that's essentially what the Mishnah is saying. Ubavache makiran, we have to know for sure that the person is who he claims to be. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Safra Rav Achabar Hunav Rav Hunav Bar Chinen of Yosef Abayi Gabayu. The Yosefi Kami Boy Lohu. They sat and they had the following question: Shemo Ish Beget in Shemo Ishaloi. It sounded like from what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rad, Ubavachi He Maker. What it means is Shemo Ish Beget the Shemo Ish Beshoiver. So all you have to know is that Reuven, who comes to the cipher and says, "Can you please write a get because I want to give a get to my wife?" Just know he's Reuven. Pulls that ID. Yeah, this is my name, Reuven. That in of itself is going to be enough. But it doesn't sound like you have to know that he's married to this woman that he claims he's married to and that he now wants to divorce, right? Again, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, what does it mean? Ubavachi makiron, ubavachi makir shem ho ish beget v'shem ho ish no b'shoifer. It sounds like shem ho ish beget in a b'shem ho ish shaloi. And the same is true by the shoifer. Shem ho ish b'shoifer in shem ho ish loy. Frank, the Gemara, I don't understand. Valechush, we should be concerned. Dilma Kosav Gita. Maybe this person is going to have the get written. Va'ozel umamtile le'itza dehech. He's going to write this get, but not for his own wife. He's going to write this get for somebody else's wife. In other words, his name is Reuven. He's married to Rachel. He has a friend, or sounds like somebody he doesn't like very much, whose name is also Reuven. And that Reuven is married to Leah. He's going to go over to the cipher and he's going to say, my name is Reuven, ID, pulls out his passport, his driver's license. We know his name is Reuven. Okay, I'm married to Leah. Could you please write the get? For sure. The guy's going to write the get. Koisven get le'ish, afal pishein ishta yimai, ubavad she'e makiron, which the Gemara says means you know the she'e mo'ish. Okay, he's going to take this get and he's going to give it to Leah. He's going to give it to Leah. Then Leah is going to go over to her husband, and Leah is going to say, I want my ksuba. Ksuba, we're happily married. At least that's what I thought. Why are you requesting a ksuba? She said, what do you mean? I have a get. And oh, by the way, the Mishnah says, Hoitzio get ve'inima ksuba, goiva ksubasa. Talach is, that's enough for her to be able to get a ksuba. So this sounds like a real chashash, right? We should be worried that this might happen. Now, the same is true, says the Gemara, as relates to the Shaver, the zimnin oz lakos v'isha shaver. What would be if a woman comes to a cipher and says, I would like you to write a shaver because I need to know in case my husband divorces me. Okay, what's your name? Gives her a name. Do you have ID? Here's my ID. But she's going to write it as if the man's name is not really her husband. It's someone else who she knows is married to someone that has her name. And she's going to take the shaver, v'yava legavra the labdilo, give it to that other man. And this person's going to have a shaver in his pocket. So the minute that he divorces his wife, and she's going to say, where's the ksuba? He's going to pull out a receipt. What do you mean? I have it here with Edom and the Gansa Maisa. So says the Gemara, I mean, to me, it sounds like that there's still a good, strong possibility that maybe something bad is going to happen. So the Amiram was sitting again. Yosef, Rav Safra, Rav Acha, Baruna, Rav Safra, who, by the way, was maybe a cipher. We've spoken about Rav Safra in the past. And Rav Acha Bar Huna, the Chassam Sofer says he wrote a lot of Sfarim. Not for now. For Rav Huna Bar Chinina, and Abaya was there. And this is the question that they were muching. Amalu Abaya, Abaya told them, Hachi Yamar Rav, that you didn't say over Rav's halacha properly. What Rav said when he explained the law of this Mishnah, Ubavachei Makirim, was that the Edom have to know, or the Sofer has to know, Shem ha ish beget, v'hu adin l'shem ha isha, Shem ha isha b'shoiver, v'hu adin l'shem ha isha. He has to know the name of the man, the name of the woman. This is all one big mistake. We thought Rav said, all the Sofer has to know is the Shem ha ish. Not true. You have to know the Shem ha ish and the Shem ha isha, and as a result, if you know all the parties involved, it's going to be okay. So you're right. The woman doesn't have to be there. The woman doesn't have to instruct the Sofer. But he has to know all the parties involved. But the Gemara says, I still have a problem. Why am I not worried? We should be concerned. What would be if you have two people that live in the city? They're both Yosef Ben Shimon, and they're both married to women who have the same name. Dilma Kosev Gita, V'Azel, Umamtilele Itzadeheich. Now you would have this chash even if you know the Shema Ish and you know the Shema Isha. So if all you need to do to prevent chashes is know the Shema Ish and the Shema Isha, that's going to help you in most cases. But what about the infamous case of the Shnei Yosef and Shimon Darim Berachas? We have two people with the same name or married to women with the same name, so then you could have this chash, right? The man's going to have the get written and he's going to give it to the other woman who's married to the person. So you knew the Shema Ish, you knew the same Ish, but lo and behold, there were two Anoshim and two Noshim that had the same name. Amalu Rav Achabar. I'll tell you what Rav said. Shnei Yosef and Shimon hadorim be'ir achas ein megashin nishoisein elo zeh b'fnei zeh. Wow, a big chiddush. And the truth is, this is in line with what you find in different places in Shas, that whenever there was Shnei Yosef and Shimon hadorim be'ir achas, the Shulchan Aruch pivoted. It changed legamri. And one of the halachas is that if a man's name is Yosef and Shimon, and there's another man in the city whose name is Yosef and Shimon, and he has a wife, and that Yosef and Shimon is married to a woman that has the same name, so the only way he could divorce his wife is if all parties are involved. So it's a little awkward, but you have this couple that's going to a get, and they're going to have to be party to this. They're witnessing this whole inyan. And the reason is because it just so happens another couple that has the same name, they're getting divorced, and this is the rule, that Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adarim Berachas Ein Megarshin Nishoy Seyem Elos Neh Befnei Zat Freik the Gemara V'Leichosh Dilma Azal L'mas Achrita. There's still a chashash. Why are we not worried that maybe this guy who wants to pull off this kenunya here, he's going to go to another city. Umasakle Lishmei B'Yosef Ben Shimon. Again, I don't know what Yosef Ben Shimon did to deserve all this fame and popularity in all these sugyas. But the bottom line is, this guy's going to go to another city, and he's going to a city that no one really knows who he is. They're going to ask him, what's your name? He's going to say, my name is Yosef Ben Shimon. Now, he's going to say, I also want to divorce my wife. He's going to go with his wife, by the way, because we already clarified that. The Kosev of Gita, and you're going to have a get written. And then he's going to go back to the city that he came from, where there was really only one Yosef ben Shimon. So again, in city A, there's one Yosef ben Shimon who was married to Rachel. This person is out to get this couple. Okay, so what he's going to do is he's going to go to another city. He's going to make believe his name is Yosef ben Shimon. He's going to have this get written, and he's going to go, and he's going to give it over to this woman, and she's going to now say that she was divorced, and this whole shash that you were worried about is going to play itself out. Amalu Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Hachi Amar Rav, so Rav Huna Bar Chinina said in the name of Rav, Kol Shehuchzik Shmoy Be'ir Shloshim Yoyim Ein Chay Shemloy, that if a person goes to a city, and he's machzik there for 30 days, we're not chayish anymore. Meaning that you would have to be in the city. Once a person's in a city for 30 days, whatever he says his name is, we assume really is his name. And as a result, if he's there for 30 days and he instructs the sofer to go ahead and write this get, we're going to assume that the name that he presented really is his name. And if that's his name, so like this, there's nothing you have to be worried about. Meaning, if he's there 30 days and he's saying this is his name, we're going to assume for sure that that really is his name. Says Merloyes Chazik Mai. Let's say he's not there for 30 days and he wants to have this get written. What about then? I mean, how would you know what his name really is? Amar Abaya. Abaya said, the Karleva Ani. There is a way to know what his name is. How is that? You call him, and if he responds right away, so like his instinctive reaction is to respond, you call him Yosef and Shimon, you call him whatever. If he responds, so that's a right, that must really be his name. So there's actually a way to demonstrate this and to prove this, even if he hasn't been there for 30 days. Rav Zvid, Amar Rav Zvid said, Ramah Baram Yusazar, it's not true. If this guy's a Ramai, and he's going under some alias, some fake name, he's going to know to respond immediately. That in of itself is nothing. And the only way really to know a person, if he wants to have a get written, would have to be in the city 30 days. Otherwise, we're not really sure this is his name. So if you're working with this name, this has been your name for 30 days, so you establish your name, then we're comfortable. But if he hasn't been there for 30 days, so then already, we're not so comfortable. A little bit more Gemara. Hu Tavra, there was a receipt. Tahava Chosam Allah, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was signed on this Tavras. This was a Shoiver, and Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was signed. And there was a woman that came to Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, and she said, Lava no Havoy. You know, I'll be honest with you, there's a document floating around. It's a receipt. It says that I had my ksuba paid, and I know you're signed on it, but I'm telling you, this is a mistake. I don't know. I'm not really sure what to make of it. I'm telling you, I never received my ksuba. Omar, so Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba looked at her, and he said, Ano nami, amri lulav ihi. You know, when I saw you after Minit, I said the same thing. I don't remember you being the woman for whose shofar I signed. Now, when I said that, va'amruli, they told me, mekashu dekashala, ubarra lakala, that really you are that woman, but you got older since I had signed on this document. And as a result, maybe I didn't recognize you properly. But he was sort of agreeing with what it is that she said, meaning I happen to agree with you. After a minute, I didn't think it was you either. Amr Abayas said, Afak after Amr Rabbanan. Kivin Shigid, Shuvene Chayzer Magid. Even though the Rabbanan said that there's a principle of Kivin Shigid, Shuvene Chayzer Magid. What does that mean? That once a person testifies, you can't change your testimony. Tzubim Rabbanan Lav Urchila Meitak. But as it relates to Tzubim Rabbanan, specifically knowing if this is the woman or not the woman, being that it's not the derech for Tzubim Rabbanan to look so carefully, because of Inyonei Tznius. So therefore, if he wants to change his position, he could. Meaning, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba was a little bit flip-flopping in this story. Meaning, his muscharisha was that she's not the woman, but then he said, oh, she is, and now he wants to be chayzer again, because when she said it's not her, he says, you know, come to think about it, I happen to agree with you, and I want to go back to what I thought originally. Now, that shouldn't be okay, because there's a principle of kivan shehigid, shuvenei chayzer amagid, stating that, when it comes to a tzubim rabbanim, being that it's not his derech to look so carefully, so when he initially is like a little back and forth, we don't look at it as such a concrete testimony. And therefore, it's not subject to the rules of Kivin, Shigat, Shuvin, Echazer, Magad. The Rishonim are bothered. We're not going to talk about this. But Pashup Shad in the Gemara, Kivin, Shigat, Shuvin, Echazer, Magad is Aloch and Ilchas Eidos. Right? That's a din that once you say Eidos, so Shuvin, Echazer, Magad. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba is not saying Eidos over here. He's just voicing an opinion. I'm not sure. I am sure. I'm not 100% sure. Why is this governed by the rules of Kivin, Shigat, Shuvin, Echazer, Magad? You're allowed to flip flop in Halacha. You're allowed to be a Rav and say, maybe it's mutter, maybe it's us, you know, I'm not sure. That's kivan shigat, shuvan echazer magid. Once you issue a psak, that's it, you can't back off of it. It's a din in hilchas eidos, kivan shigat, shuvan echazer magid. So why would this be subject to this? It's definitely a kasha. Who tavra, another story. Tavra chasam, Allah, Yom Bar Abba. There was another shayver, and Yom Bar Abba was signed on this shayver. Amrole, so she, the woman who was the subject of this shayver, said, lava no havoi. It wasn't me. I'm telling you. Amr Allah, so he told the Ivra Antavis. No. I'm 100% sure it was you. Amr Abaya. So Abaya said, forgot the Tzumr Rabbanan Lav Uche Lamedak, even though we just said a minute ago that when it comes to Tzumr Rabbanan, he doesn't look so carefully. So maybe she's right. Meaning, maybe it's Taka, not her. Avifali is a Tzumr Rabbanan, and Tzumr Rabbanan doesn't look so carefully. So maybe it's not really her. This is different. Why? Because Kivan the duck, being that he said with certainty that you're the one, we take him at his word. So it's true, there is an idea that maybe the Tzum Rabbanan doesn't look so carefully. But if he says that I'm 100% confident, we're not going to use the Svara of Tzum Rabbanan Lavurchi Lamedak to work against him. To the contrary, Kivin the duck. One last Gemara. Amar Abaya. Hi, Tzur B'mirabbanan. The Azul Lekdushi Itza. If a Tzum Rabbanan is going to be in a Kaddish and Isha, Nidaber Amma'aretz Bahadeh. He should bring an Amma'aretz together with him. Why? Dilma mechalfula mineh. Because maybe when it comes time to the nesuin, they're going to end up switching the wife. And as a result, the woman that is going to be standing under the chuppah will not have been the woman that he actually was mekadesh. Meaning, Tzurim Rabbanon, like we just said, is Lav Urche L'Medak. So this is something that plays itself out not only in the world of Hilchas Safros, but also in the world of Hilchas Ishos. And what we're saying is that a Tzurim Rabbanon that's going to be Mekadosh in Isha, he should bring an Amma Oretz. What's the mile of an Amma Oretz? So the Rashbam says, Shemistakel Umakir Benoshim, which in this sugya is a milo, and being that this is something that he does, Adrava, bring him along, because he's going to be mistakel yoiser, and as a result, you're not going to have to be concerned that maybe Doma mechalfel amineh. So this is an idea, this is an etzah, something he should do. Either way, we are going to excel, and we're going to stop it. So just a few shorter aris, we'll see how much time we have. The first ha'ari is, so the Gemara was discussing Koisvin Gadla Ish, Afu Piche Neshteimoi, Koisvin Shoivel Isha, Afu Piche Neshimoi, Ubavachi Makiron. Makiron, we saw, means you have to know the name of the Ish, the name of the Isha. Maybe that even shouldn't be enough. What about Shnei Yosef and Shimon Adar and Birachas? And what about a person who's maybe going to go to another city? He's going to make up a name and he's going to have get written for him. He's going to go back to his city, Agansa Maisa, right? And the Gemara the middle of its discussion said that if somebody goes to another city and wants to have a document written on his behalf with this fake name, there's a principle of kol shehuchzik shmoy be'ir shloishim yoyim ein chayshalay. Meaning, if you would wait 30 days and let him drezek with that name for 30 days, at that point, you don't have to be chayish, then maybe it's not really his name. You're going to assume for sure that it is his name. Because kol shehuchzik shmoy be'ir shloishim yoyim, once a person is huchzak, that this is his name, in a city for 30 days, when not chayish, then maybe it's really not his name. If somebody carries a name for 30 days, we assume that this name is really his. There's a halacha in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, the laws of duchening. This is in Erechaim Simen Kuf Chav Ches Sif Lamed. So the Shulchan Aruch over there says that if somebody has a mum, a very, very noticeable mum, he shouldn't duchen. And the reason is because we're concerned that maybe some of the people in the kahal are going to look at the mum during the Nesias Kapayim. Everybody knows he's not allowed to look at the kahanim while they're duchening. Stating that, the Mechaber says, "V'chol shesha be'ir shloishim yoyim." Once a person lives in a city for 30 days, at that point you don't have to worry about it. And the reason is because if everyone knows this person and you've seen him so many times, so then and you don't have to be concerned that maybe during the duchening, someone in the tzibur is going to look at the guy. So to the extent that he's been living in the city already for 30 days, at that point, this is not something you have to be chayish for. The Vilna Goyin in Bir HaGra says as follows, it's Sif Kotin Samach Aleph, the Hahergul Tolu B'Shloishim Yoyim. Once something happens over a 30-day period, it creates a hergul. It creates a regilos. K'may shekosa b'Yerushalmi, Mesechtes Tainis, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Le'inyin Mashiv HaRuach, V'Kayotze. That if someone has a suffix, if he said Mashiv Ruach HaMarid HaGeshem, or a little bit more appropriate, if someone has a suffix, if he said the Saint Talu Matal Livracha, so if 30 days passed already, at that point you could assume he did. Why? What happens over 30 days? Because over 30 days you establish a regilus. The Hahergul Toli B'Shloishim Yoyim, says the guy invited, V'chein B'Gemara Perek Basra D'Bav HaBasra, Dav Kuf Samach Zayin Amidbeis L'Inyin Huchzak, that a person's name is established as his name if he's been using that name. Meaning, if we're not sure if this is his name or that's not his name, if 30 days you see him with this name, it's for sure his name. It creates a chazaka that this must be him, and it impacts al chashtaris, like we saw in the daf. The harbe kayoitze, the goyin says, and there's many dugmoyas to this, but the gra in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim shtelsu our sugya, because what you see in our sugya is that regilos chazakos, in our sugya it's chazakos, are established when something happens for 30 days. There's another beautiful Maran Makkah that brings out this point. It's even earlier than the Vilna Gaon. It's in the Sefer Torah Sa'ayla from the Ramah. So the Ramah wrote a Sefer Torah Sa'ayla, which is really Pnimiyas HaTorah, a lot of Kabbalah. It's in Yonei Kachim, hence the name Torah Sa'ayla. But he goes through explaining different ideas related to Karbanos, when we learned to Seder Kachim, Tzadzaman as a Chabura. This was a Sefer that we quoted pretty often. But in Torah Sa'ayla, and this is in Chelek Shlishi, it's Perek Echad V'Shivim. It's Perek 71. So the Ramah is talking about the Karbonis that the Nazar used to bring. And Toich Dvarav, he digresses a little bit and he talks about the Nazar. So he says that, what's the Indian of a Nazar? Nazirus is some sort of like a rehab program, right? A person is steeped very often. It was in Yayin or different inyone taifa, and he had to somehow get out of it. So the Nazar would be Mekabel Naziris, Stam Naziris is Shloishim Yoyim, and during those 30 days, he would refrain from Shtiyas Yayin, he would let his hair grow, etc., etc., and the idea was to set him up so that moving forward, when he's not a Nazar anymore, at that point, this is not something you'd have to worry about. So says the Ramah, that being that that's the yisoid of what Naziris is, so therefore, Stam Naziris is 30 days. Just to read a few excerpts. Ulefisha Stam Bnei Yodam Margilin Atzman B'Shloishim Yoyim. Because Hergel, Regilos, usually is established over a 30-day period. Shehu Azman HaKotzov Sheyeke Echad Me Yoyishvei Yoyir L'Kamedvar. You find that if a person wants to be considered one of the Yoyishvei Yoyir, Are you there for 30 days? Over there, the Gemara was discussing having to be responsible for the taxes and some of the different mominous responsibilities of the city. For Amar, you find a nafel. Kol shechai shloishim yoim, enoi nafel. What's the vart? L'yois ki nirish en esyashva nafshoi b'chumra v'yocha lamoid. You know, it's the first 30 days. We're not sure if the nefesh, right, this is what we spoke about, Erev Shabbos, if the nefesh of the person is going to be able to be in the, if the chaymer and the tzura are going to be able to coexist, right? When a person is born, there's a neshama, there's a chelek ruchni, and there's a chelek gufni. And the first 30 days, we're not sure if there's going to be a good shidduch over here. But once 30 days pass, so then you see, shenes yashva nafshoi b'chumra v'yochal amoy. V'chein omer b'yushalmi, tainis perek aleph, halacha aleph, l'in chazor as tfilo, kol shloishim yoim, masher rogol, hu oimer. But the point is, says the Rambam, again, regilus happens over 30 days. So you want to know how long it takes to change a bad habit? If you want to create some sort of hergol, it's a 30-day period. And this is something that you find in many in Yonim. The Goyin is Mitzayin, our Gemara. The Rambam is not Mitzayin, our Gemara. But the point is, this is the general idea, that if something is established for 30 days, that's when you could assume that something's changed. You go 30 days without doing something, or 30 days with doing something, that's significant, right? That's a shift. The Svar Makdoshim say, Chodesh El was 30 days. The Zman of Tshuva is a 30-day period, right? Yerach Yomim. Ubachsa Aviyah V'ima Yerach Yomim. The Svarim say is referring to Chodesh El. Because a month or 30 days, that's a significant amount of time. And that, from a Hashkofa, Torah Digger perspective, is how things shift. Things don't shift in a minute. But Lamed Yoyim, oh, that's already Chashav. And that's Stam Naziris Lamed Yoyim. That's why in the sugyas of Mashav Ruch Marid Hashem, saying Talamat Olavracha, and that's this Inyan. Huchsak, Chazakas are established over 30 days. And if a person is in a city, and a Dreitzach Meten Nomin Shoyin Shloishim Yoyim, says the Goyin, it's related to this Inyan. Then already we could assume that this is really who this person is. That's the first Ara. The second Ara is, Me Inyan Le Inyan, Ba Usoy Inyan, as it relates to names in 30 days. I just want to share a beautiful Maramachim that I saw in the Sefer Shar Mitzanim Ba'alacha from Shlomo Zalman Bruno. It was his yard site last week. It was Mitzayin, a tshuva from the Yeshua's Malkoi, Reb Shila Mikitna. But I just want to be makdim before this tshuva. It's a short tshuva. But I just want to be makdim, an Indian that we've spoken a lot about over the years. The Ein Beis Medrash Beloy Kama Chikava Chedushim. That is as follows. The Hilgich Sam Sofer in a tshuva. And this is in Eben Ezer. It's Chelik Aleph. It's Simin Kuf Tezayin. So he was asked the Shiloh that there was someone that was Reda Shidduch, and the name of the Chosin is the same as the name of the Shver. This is the age-old question. And the question was, should this person do the shidduch, or should he not do the shidduch? So the Chassam Sofer writes as follows: Ahuvi mambalipta, manda loy kapid, loy kapdinam bahade. Someone that's not makpid in these inyanim doesn't have to be makpid in these inyanim. Ubefrat de ikka kan schus teira, befrat de chasan denan is a choshev talmud chacham. And if he's a choshev talmud chacham, he has the schus of teira. The afilu at the base eli mischaper b'teira uvegmilos chasadim. You find that base eli was cursed. Then nobody would be ma'irich yom. Yet the Gemara says Abaye and Rava. Some have to give us Abaye and Rava. They were ma'irich yom. Why? Because they learned Torah. They did chesed. So madach the klala base eli was able to be overwhelmed by Torah. Mikolshkein for sure this in him. And then the Chassam Sofer says the following. I'll be honest with you, I never even found this concern in the Sefer Chassidim. Meaning, we didn't even have to be makdim. That where does this Inyan come from? That the Shver and the Chusin shouldn't have the same name? Everyone knows it comes from Yudah Chassid. He said, I went through Sefer Chassidim, I never found this. Ki'im b'simin tof ayin zayin. The closest thing I found is in Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tov Ayin Zayin, and Shom Nemar over there it says the Lo Yisu Ha'ava HaBen UBen HaBen Shloisha Noshim Shashem Shloshim Shavos. So if you have a Chutam Shulish, You have a son, his father, and the Zayda, and all three of their wives are going to be the same. I could have told you without knowing that this is somewhere in Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, right? So he said, oh, if you're going to have such a chuta mishulish, right? Mamash Nei Yosef and Shimon's. So such an Indian already, daddy says you can't do. Oh, but v'sulay nimtza davar. But there's nothing else. V'zeu chiburish Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. And this isn't Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Shema minot elektik peid b'midi achrina. V'ayis says nothing else you have to be worried about. V'yiyye zivugam oylem yofen. And then this chassid got a bracha from the Chassam Sofer. Can't beat that. And he said that the zivug should be oylem yofen. So the Chassam Sofer gets a shayla. This shayla that every rav since the Chassam Sofer, I think, has also gotten. And that is, there's a shidduch, but the name of the shver is the same as the name of the chusin. Should I do the shidduch? And the Chassam Sofer says three things. Number one, ahuvi, manda loy kapit loy kaptina made, which is, of course, classic vintage Chassam Sofer. Number two, he says, you have the schus of Torah, dealing with a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham, madach, the klal of Beis Eli, can't have any tfisa b'makam Torah, certainly this Indian. And besides, obviously, your chashash is Rabbi Yehuda Chassidim. I don't know. I went through Sefer Chassidim, and in Sefer Chassidim, you don't have this. The only thing you have is in Siman Tofai and Zion. And there it says, if you have three daughters that are married to women that all have the same name, that you don't do. That's not the Shaila. And as a result, Shema Minod Delekek Peida. And then he gives him the brach. V'hizi Vugam Oifam Yafa. The truth is, this Chassam Sofer is a pella. At first glance, before any iyun, it's a pel. If you read this shitchiestig the way we just did, it's a plea in the skull. Chassam Sofer says he never found this Indian in Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Everyone knows it's in Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. If you want to look it up inside, it's in the Tzavah of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, and it's Sif Katon Chav Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wrote in his final will and testament the following. He said, Lo Yisa Adam Isha Sheshma Keshem Imai. A person should not marry a woman that has the same name as his mother, meaning the Shviger and the Kala shouldn't have the same name. Oy, Shmoy Keshem Chamav. Or a person, a woman, should not marry someone, or the man should not marry a girl where the Shver is going to have his name. The Im Nasa, let's say you got married. Yeshana Shem Ha'echad, you should change one of the names. Someone should change the name. Ula Yesh Tekva. Maybe if you do that, there's going to be some hope. So Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, first of all, is very sharp, ki yodua, but not just that, he said him a furish. He said, Lo yisa adam isha sheshma kishem imoy, oi shmoy kishem chamav. So the Chassam Sofer says, ube'emes lo matzasi chshash ze b'sefer chassidim klal, ki im b'sim et tof ayin zayin, shom nemar, to lo yisu av aben uben aben, shloish et noshin sheshmoy sam v'zeu chibura shu yudah chosid, shma min odalak ikpeda, v'midi achrina. What, Chassam Sofer forgot this? This is mefurish in the Tzavot, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Everyone knows it. That's why the Shoyal was asking the question that he was asking. What did the Chassam Sofer mean? Oh, but what the Chassam Sofer meant is Pashat. It's Pashat. But not only is it Pashat what he meant, the Chassam Sofer himself, the Mokim Acher, explained it. And this is in the Igros Sofrim. So, we've spoken in the past a little bit about the Igros Sofrim. Igros Sofrim is a collection of letters that was put together by one of the Enoklich of the Chassam Sofer. And it's not just letters from the Chassam Sofer, it's letters from Kiveger and the Ksav Sofer, Kiyodua. So this is amongst the letters of the Chassam Sofer, and it's letter Chofhe. And the topic of the letter was Mamish this Inyan, where someone sent the Shaila to the Chassam Sofer and they're discussing names related to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So the Chassam Sofer writes as follows. V'imei Hashem Yotza Hadavar, Hu Yazar V'yoshia. V'hinein. Kizkeni, the Chassam Sofer writes, my Zayda, the Mahar Shashach. So the Chassam Sofer had a Zayda who was known as the Mahar Shashach. V'agoyin Rab Shmuel Chaim Yishaya, Nischatnu. I had two Zaydas that did a Shidduch together. And they both had the same name. They both had the name Shmuel. So the Mahar Shashach, the Chassam Sofer Zayda, his name was Shmuel. And the Chassam Sofer Zayda, Shmuel Chaim Yishaya, his name was Shmuel. Umizari Kosino, Chassam Sofer says, Ich kum von ze, v'loi choshashu l'shivu shema avas. And they weren't worried about the fact that they had the same name. Now, what does it have to do with our sugi over here? It's related to the next sifkaton in the Tzavah Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. The next line in the Tzavah is, Shnei bnei Adam, sheshmoiseyim shavim, lo yizdabgu yachah b'yaldeyim. If you have two people, two mechutonim, that have the same name, they shouldn't do a shidduch together. So the kpeda, it's mefurish in the tzava, is also two mechatonim. You shouldn't have two mechatonim the same name. So the Chassam Sofer says, ich hab got zwei zeydes, that were meshadach, even though they had the same names. Umizari kosina, I come from them. Says the Chassam Sofer, so why weren't they worried? Here's the word. Because anything that's not mentioned in the actual Sefer Chassidim, and it's only mentioned in the Tzavah, ein lochosh. You don't have to be worried. Ki im zaroi mi mishpachas achosid zatzal. Unless you are descended from Yudah achosid. Aval ha'omur b'sefer chsidim atzmoy. But something that's written in the actual sefer. B'simin tof ayin zayin bin yonei zivug. And take a look in tof ayin zayin and sefer chsidim. Because he talks a lot about in yonei zivug. And I took a look. It's long mamish. Yesh lochosh loy. That's something that you have to worry about. The Chassam Sofer knew the Tzavah of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. But the Chassam Sofer writes in the Igra Sofer, he said Mefurish that the Tzavah of Yehuda HaChassid was meant for the family of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. The only thing that is Negeya in Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid's Torah, which is Me'inyin Le'inyin Ba'oseinyin, this heebie-jeebies type of Zach, that is Negeya everybody, is what state in the Etzim Sefer Chassidim. And in Sefer Chassidim, Simen Tov Ayin Zayin, there's a long marocha on this. But if you go through that marocha, you're not going to find it. That's what the Chassam Sofer meant in the tshuva. The Chassam Sofer, let's read it again. It's Pasha, this is what he meant. Ube'emes lo matzasi chshash zem b'sefer chsidim klal. I didn't find this. I know the tzavah. Chassam Sofer knows the tzavah. I didn't find this in the actual sefer chsidim. Ki'im b'simen tof ayin zayin. The only place I found it was in simen tof ayin zayin. Shom nem adir, it says something similar. To lo yisu ab aben uben aben. Shloish anoshim sheshmois. Shlosh them shavis. Vesuloi nimsa dover. Vizel chibura yishal Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. And this is Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. What's he trying to say? Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wrote some of the halachas. You have to learn this being. Some of the halachas in the actual Sefer Chassidim. Other halachas he wrote in the Tzavah. Shtal tzach tefraga. Why did this make it to the Tzavah? And this made it to the Sefer. The Teretz is, this is the Chassam Sofer and the Igra Sofer. Because the Sefer is negeya everybody. And the Tzavah is only negeya kiyim zaroi. No, so Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid Alein, who is the Baal Memra of this whole chash with the shveres and the shvigers. This whole Indian comes from who comes from Yehuda HaChassid. And he himself omitted it from the Sefer. So you see clearly that he didn't mean it for everybody. Shema minod the lekker, kpeh the b'midach. The only type of inyoni zivug that's above our pay grade, that Yehuda HaChassid held was negay everybody, is what he wrote in Tof Ayin Zayin. This is not in Tof Ayin Zayin. This is only in the Tzavah. And the Tzavah is Kiyim Lazaroi. And if that's the case, it's something that's not going to be negated. And the emphasis is, this is like a fascinating raya to this theory that what Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wrote in the Tzavah was Kiyam Lazare. Chassam Sofer is saying that, I don't know, I have Inyone Zivuk that I mentioned in the Tzavah, and there's Inyone Zivuk that I mentioned in the actual Sefer Chassidim, so I'm sitting in Tov Ayin Zayin. So why are all the Inyone Tzavah not in Tov Ayin Zayin? The Teretz is, or Tzvei Dinim in the Inyone Zivuk of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. There's the ones that's Negeya everybody, and then there's the ones that are Negeya only the Mishpacha, Kiyam Lazaroi, and what's Negeya, Kiyam Lazaroi, that's what he went, and that's what he wrote over here. Now, there's a Haggah on the bottom of the Igra Sofrim that we just quoted that is Ma'orah, that the Chassam Sofer himself had an Edim whose name was Ramosha Lehman. And when this Edim, Ramosha Lehman, married the Chassam Sofer's daughter, I think her name was Simcha Lehman, but when Ramosha Lehman married his daughter, the Chassam Sofer suggested that they add a name to Moshe Tuvia Lehman. This is Mefursim, and this is something that, you know, we know bin Mesaira. It's a little bit of aura, because the Chassam Sofer seems to not be worried about this. And over here, he's, yeah, worried about it. Another anecdote that's often told is that the Chassam Sofer wanted Ramosha Shik, the Ram Shik, the Chassam Sofer's most famous Talmud, as an Eidin. And the Ram Shik was not comfortable doing the Shidduch because his name was Moshe, which was the same name as the Chassam Sofer. Ki'ilu, the Chassam Sofer had no Hekpeda, which would shtim. This is l'shitasa to what he writes in the Tshuva and to what he wrote in the Igra Sofer. But incredibly, the Ram Shik himself was a little bit worried about it. And the Chassam Sofer says, I guess, man de kapit kapdinim badeh, that's probably the Eitzah here. And as a result, he stayed away from it. Another anecdote, and this we mentioned once in the past as well, and that is, I saw this in the Sefer Zichron LaMoshe, which was put out for the 150th yard site from the Chassam Sofer. And it was a leakgood of different things about the Chassam Sofer that different tzaddikim wrote about. And this comes from the Gaivit of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yitzchak Weiss, the famous Dayan. And he writes in the middle of this Sefer, if you have the Sefer, you can look it up. It's in page Kuf Pei Beis. It's fascinating. It's Sif Hei. And he says that we know the Chassam Sofer, before he married Rabbi Kivega's daughter, was married for many, 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 many years. His first shver was a yid by the name of Reb Moshe Yorowitz. In fact, this yid, Reb Moshe Yorowitz, is the shoyl in one of the tshuvas of Tshuva Me'ahava, Reb Lozal Fleckles, in Tshuva Me'ahava, Chela Galov Simon Pei Zayin, Reb Lozal Fleckles writes a tshuva to a yid, Reb Moshe Yorowitz, who's the Av Bezdin of Prostitutes. And you want to know who this Reb Moshe Yorowitz is? So Dayan Weiss was Megala, it was the Chassam Sofer's first shver. So the Chassam Sofer's second shver, everyone knows, was Reb Kiveger. But this was the Chassam Sofer's first shver. So the Chassam Sofer's name was Moshe, and his first shver's name was also Moshe. Again, showing that the Chassam Sofer was a loy kapid when it came to the whole unit of the Tzavar B'Yudah Chassan. Now, it is worth mentioning, the Chassam Sofer was married to his first wife for decades, and he wasn't gebenched with any children, right? All the children that the Chassam Sofer had was from his Zivik Sheni. It all came from Bito Shrab Kiveger. But the Chassam Sofer wasn't Makbin. And it's even more fascinating, we've spoken about this in the past, that the Chassam Sofer writes about himself that he was a Gabra Kapdon, right? All the rayas, when he got to Tshuva for Rab Kiveger, and the Chassam Sofer wouldn't say, Oif Simchis, right? Because Masechta Smachis, Beloshen Saginar, is what we refer to today as Hilchas Avelis. So the Chassam Sofer wouldn't even say, Oif Simchis, in the beginning of Sefer HaZikaron, he had a bad dream, and he was very worried about his dream, right? Dvarim Yudurim, throughout the Minhogim of the Chassam Sofer, you find that the Chassam Sofer was very worried about all these superstitious type of things. Chassam Sofer writes about himself, Gavra Kaptona, and yet when it came to the Tzavar of Yehuda Chassan, he seemed to be not so concerned. But then Ma'ira, this Shaila, the Ma'ira, that if the Chassam Sofer is so not worried about it, right, he says, Umizari Kasina, Manegan is Edis, so then why did he say that Reb Moshe Lehman could become his Edim, but he has to add the name Tuvia? Why do you have to add the name if this is not something that he's worried about? And the Ma'ir even more. And this is really a kasha, because the Chassam Sofer said that he had two Zaydas that had the same name. The truth is, the two Zaydas did not mamish have the same name. The one Zayda, the Mar Shashach, was Reb Shmuel Shatin Katz. His name was Shmuel. His other Zayda, the Chassam Sofer says, his Zayda was Shmuel Chaim Yeshaya. So they didn't have mamish the same name. If they didn't have mamish the same name, Elamai, because they had one of the same names. So if one of the same names is enough, so Ule Hoysof Hashem Tuvia Mazuoysa. What are we really accomplishing by adding the name Tuvia? But the bottom line is, this is one of those shmuzin that go in circles sometimes. But here we have Klar. We have the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer in Ebenezer Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Tezayin. And we have the Chassam Sofer in Digra Sofer, where he says in more Klar, that even though it's Mefurish, Rochel Bitcha Haktana, that in the Tzavah from Yudah Chassid, that a person shouldn't be Meshadich with someone if the Shver is going to have the name as the Chassin or the Shvig is going to have the name of the Kala. But at the same time, the Tzavah, the Chassam Sofer said, was only met Lezare. And you want to know which Inyone Zivug Rav Yudah Chassid wrote for everybody? That's Mefurish and Sefer Chassidim. It's in Simen Tov Ayin Zayin, Ayin Sham, and that you... If you go through that, you'll know what was Nagei everybody. This is not there. The closest thing there is the three Dairis, but this is not the Indian. And as a result, the Chassam Sofer says, this is for sure not something that you have to be worried about. But this is clear what the Chassam Sofer's position about the Tzavah is. The Tzavah was men kiyam lazare. Now, this is something we've spoken about so many times, right? What's the marumokin when it comes to the Tzavah Rabbi Yudah Chassid, right? This you have to know. The Tzavah Rabbi Yudah Chassid, was it meant for everybody? Was it not meant for everybody? How careful do you have to be? The Marmokim is, it was a machloikis between the Noyde B'Yehuda and the Heilige de Vrichayim, the Sanzeruf. Right? This is the machloikis. Now, B'Yehuda and the Tshuva, and this is an Ebenezer Madur Tinyon. We're not going to go through the whole Tshuva because we've done this so many times in the past. It's Simon Ayin Tes. So he was asked a Shaila, that's Negeya, the Tzava, and the Noyde B'Yehuda writes that the Tzava, Be'emes, there's so many things there that are keneged Mefurish Gemaras. Right? There's so many things that Rabbi Yudah Chassid said you can't do with his Gemaras while Meiron did it. And the Chassam Sofer famously said, I mean, the Rabbi Yudah famously says, he says, it doesn't matter who the Mechaber of the Tzava was. It's irrelevant. At the end of the day, you're not allowed to write anything LaHalacha that's keneged the Talmud. And being that the Tzava of Rabbi Yudah Chassid has things that are clearly keneged the Talmud, so it's Einayoy Me'elu Darsheni. You have to darshan it. You have to know what the pshat is. And the Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm going to tell you what the pshat is. Alav Avol Ha'emes Yeru Darkoi. Ki Achosid Lezarei Acher of Tziva L'doirei Doirois. When the Chassid wrote the Tzava, he meant for his own children. Ki Rab Ruach HaKodesh Shezarei Lo Yatzliach B'Zivugim Ko'ela. He only meant it for his Doiris. U'boze Enoi Soise Divrei HaTalmud Shu'al HaKlal V'Divrei HaChassid Shu'al HaPrat. And this is the Klal that you have to know. Then he's very mayrich in this tonight, and at the very end he writes, the Timhani al Roiva Oilam. He says, you know, it's a pella by me. Shalosseis bitam la amaret who poshed at some, right? To marry off your daughter to an amaret, nobody seems to have an issue with. The ein choshesh lehimana. Who can negatively chazal? Psochim em tesom et beis. If someone marries off his daughter to an amaretz, kilu koifso menichel lefnei ari, uleschatin em tzur b'mirabonon. But to do it, shnidach with a tzur b'mirabonon. Because this chasin in the night Huda's tshuva, like the chasin in the Chasam Soifah's tshuva, was also a tzur b'mirabonon. Sheshmoy kishmoyim shoyalim. Now all of a sudden they have shaylas, they're going to rebbes and rabunim. Now they're not sure if they should do the shidduch. And then the night Huda, he ends his tshuva with a krecht, v'loitehei toyre shleima shalonu kit Tzava ba'alma. Halavai. Halavai, people would treat the Torah like a tzava. Because the tzava, apparently, everybody's very worried about. But the Torah, this already, not either way. V'lachim l'dayti yigmar chaysoncha hashidduch hazeh v'yiyya maysa l'shem shamayim. He gives him also a bracha like the Chasam Sofer did. And he says, you have nothing to worry about. Absolutely, positively go away with this, go along with this tshuva. The Rechayim in his tshuva brings the Noida Yehuda and he says, Shara le mori la Noida Yehuda, that he spoke disparagingly about the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, and he gives a whole akdama. Who was Rabbi Yehuda Chassid? He was the Rebbe of all the Rishonim. And if you know Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was, how could the Noida Yehuda have said what he said about Rabbi Yehuda Chassid? And we've been Meir in the past that if you go through the truth, Noida Yehuda, it's not clear that he said anything disparaging. Fakared, he worked so hard to be Miyashevit. He even writes, Ki Rab Beruach HaKodesh, that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was a Baurus. It's coming from the Noida Yehuda, it's not coming from a Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Saba was written Beruach HaKodesh, and for sure he meant what he, but he meant the Enoch, because it's impossible that he, either way, the Rechaim comes out that he wasn't sure. Did he mean Zare? Did he not mean Zare? It's a Sophic. The bottom line is Dvarim Atikin, but we have here a chiddush in this space medrash, and that is from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer wrote mefurish that it was meant only for his descendants, and really, it was not meant for anybody else. One other tshuva, one last tshuva that's worth mentioning. And then we have to mention the Yeshua's Malkai from Rabbi Shiela Kitna. But one last tshuva that's worth mentioning on this topic, and that is a tshuva from Rabbi Moshe. So come over, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, in all the volumes of Igros Moshe, was asked this question as well. And this is actually in Eben Ezra Chelik Aleph, and it's Simin David. So Rabbi Moshe was asked this shayla. Ba'acha sheroitza liso isha, sheshma kishem imoy. Now it is worth mentioning that when it comes to this whole topic, there's a nafkamina between the chassin having the name of the shver and the kala having the name as the shviger. So everyone knows that. Where does it come from? Right, they're both mentioned in the same sentence in the tzava from Yehuda Chassid. So why is there that distinction? It comes from the Mishnas Chassidim. The Mishnas Chassidim, one of the great Mekubalim, Rabbi Manuel Chai Riki, an Italian Gadol, he said that there's a Mesorah from the Arizal, that the Arizal said that you should be careful when it comes to an Isha that has the same name as the Shviger. And being that that came from the Arizal, not just from the Tzava, so that already has a whole different makar. So you can say all the Torah in the world as it relates to what the Tzava is and what the Tzava isn't. Aber l'maisa, we have this Mishnah's Chassidim, b'shem Dari Yakudesh, and if that's the case, this already has a whole different Indian. Either way, Rav Moshe Shaila was that Shaila. So I'm just going to read a few paragraphs, l'shoyne yazov shal Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe said like this, v'dvar she'echad roitza lisa isha, she'shma k'shem imoy. Kasha lahashiv bazeh davar bar. It's very hard to give a clear answer. Ki kol ma shedibru achroinim bazeh hu misfores halev ba'almo. Because everything that the achroinim said on this topic, and we know who the achroinim are, right? We just mentioned the ikur mar mekaymus in this inyan. It's all svores. Beloy mekar. Hu kvay teirasei ra divreim. Meaning the shayol is a chashiv yid. And he knows all the Mar Mekayimus. By the way, the Shoyl is Rav Moshe Leiter. And you know all these Mar Mekayimus. You don't need me to mention them to you. Now, even though Rav Moshe writes, when it comes to this Shoyl, it's a little bit more serious. Here we're dealing with the women having the same names. And that's already mentioned in the Sefer Mishnas Chassidin, B'Shem Arizal, V'Shem Lekel of Farish Urak L'Zaroi, right? Because that has nothing to do with the Tzava. Mikol Mokoyim V'Adai, said Rav Moshe, Im Yesh K'tzas Shinoi. If there's a little bit of a difference between the two names, and you ready for the punchline? It comes right in the beginning. Bein b'shem Yehudis, whether it's with regards to the Jewish name, or bein b'shem halaz, the English, even if it's in the English name, ein lochosh l'klum. As long as there's Eze Shinui, and it doesn't matter if the Shinui is the name that was given by the Misha Beirach by the Kiddush, right? You call it Shema B'Yisrael, or if it's the English name, the way they're referred to popularly. Ubar Sheyesh Eze Shinui Kashayachar, when you're going to be Ma'ay and he tells Ramay Shalai, you're going to see there's a Shinui. Then he says like this. Ach, ha'etze shehuzgur b'pischei tshuva simen beis, if cotton zayin, b'shem sefer kerem shloima, sheshoma shachsam sofer osam ma'isa l'shanes Hashem. So the pischei tshuva brings b'shem the sefer kerem shloima that here that the chsam sofer once did a ma'isa. What's the ma'isa? The ma'isa we mentioned earlier. Ramosha Liman, who married the chsam sofer's daughter, and the name was changed from Ramosha Liman to Ramosha Tovya Liman. Ein ze klum b'medina zo. Ramosha says it's not applicable to our Medina. This has nothing to do with the United States of America. Why? Because let's be honest, you're going to change the name. But are you going to call this woman by the new name? Because she's anyways going to be called by her English name. That's her name on all her ID, right? The Marissa, I guess that was the name there. For loydomi la yoreish him in Medina's Europe, ubefrat bezmanach sam soifer shayirak hashem sheni kroim beina Yehudim. There, the only name you had was the name that you were referred to when they called you up for an aliyah. Ukishetzivu l'shanois hefsiku likre b'shem harishoin ela b'shem achadosh v'hukva kach shemoyel zeh afle'in in gittin. Right, that became your new, you had one name, your Jewish name. And if they changed it, okay, so now you have your avu b'mendina zu layikvu ha'shem achadosh sheyikru oise b'shem Yehudis achar v'lachem einoi klom. Over here, the name that people refer to you is going to be the English name, and that's not going to change. You're right, if they call you up for an aliyah, they're going to change the name. In the Misha Beirach, in all the shtarois, yeah, the ksuba, if there's a get Rachman or so on, yeah, then the name is going to change. But l'may cigarette, they're not going to change it. And then Ramosha wrote, be'emes v'yesh lo noya mizeh. I actually think it's a bad thing. Ki yichtavu b'ksuba shem achadosh. L'maysa, this woman, they changed her name. They're going to sit down, she wants to get married. They're going to write the ksuba. What are they going to write? Are they going to say, no, there was a Misha Beirach, they're going to write their new name. Oh, but v'kivin shlo yichtavu shem zeh, being that no one really calls her by this name, Ein Zeshma, V'tiye Ksuba Psula, said Ramosha. The Ksuba is going to be possible. V'yeh Kishoye Mishta B'lei Ksuba. V'gam Yesh Lotzeis Takolo Inyin Get, Kasha Irud Over, because I even know a real Maisa when it was a Takolo related to a Get. Ach, Ulai, Im Yikfula Shem Acher Be'englet. Amazing. If you change her English name, V'hi Toyma L'chavru Se'oshe Me'ata Shinsa Shmo L'shem Englet Zeh. You want it to work, you have to change the secular name. Coming full circle here, what we talked about with the Tzava from the Chsam Sofer and English names. Says Rav Moshe, you change the Jewish name, you're wasting your time. You change the English name, now maybe there's a little bit of an Eitzah. The Yosef Mistaber, Shegam Zeh Lo Yikvu B'Medina Zu, but I don't even think it's going to work. She Yischakula, they're going to laugh at her. V'lo Yishvu L'Bakashasa, they're going to say, you know, Chevra, today I have a new name. Instead of calling me this, you're calling me that. I was going to laugh. He says, no, I mean it. The bite, they're going to laugh. It's not going to stick. And if you're talking, she's going to even be embarrassed. And then he says, he says, being that I understand from the Shiloh that the Chos and Kala have no problem with this. You have nothing to worry about. Now, it seems the Shviga was the one that had the Kpeda. So Ramosha said, Ukpeda Saim ain Shaykh Lakan. The fact that she's a Kapton doesn't play into Manda Kapit or Mandaloy Kapit. Because the Manda Kapit is the one that's in a state of Sakana. And who is in the state of Sakana? It's the Kala that's in the state of Sakana. What are we worried about? The Zivug being Oyla Yofa. Who is that? That's the chosin and the kala. Nothing to do with the machtenis there. Elo la chosin va kala. V'shikim v'chein ein makpidin, ein lo ein malahakpid pasal. Meaning, in the world of, not that her vote doesn't matter, but in the man the kapit kapdinon. So who is the one that will have to be the kapit? The one that's in the state of sakana. Who's in the state of chosin kala? And I understand the chosin kala don't care. So if the chosin kala don't care, the kpid of the shvigger can't have any impact on the chosin kala. But either way, this is classic Ramosha. Where Ramosha says that as it relates to this whole Indian, number one, as it relates to the Tzava, it's very hard to say Svaris. We know Ramosha had Edims whose names were Ramosha. As it relates to, I'm sure we'll hear from Lenny in a couple of moments, as it relates to the names of the Kala and the Shviger. Oh, so that's already a little bit more nuanced based on the Mishnah Chassidim that brings in the name of the Arizal. But Ramosh said this only works if you change the name Lamaisa. Ironically, you'd have to change the English name, but if you're not going to change the English name, it's not going to work. So again, what does that have to do with our sugya? Not that much. But here's the Maramachim that I saw from Shlomo Zalman Braun, and that is, he brings that on the topic of needing 30 days to establish a name, he says, I am the Shailas Achuvas Yeshua's Malkoi. From Rab Sheila Kitna, and this is in Yerideya Simen Tezva, he talks about such a Shaila, and he brings a little bit of the shmuz that we just mentioned. But he says at the end, that you see from this sugya, that if you want your name to be established as a name, 30 days. So if they're going to change the name, the Chasen Kala, if Ramosha is going to become Ramosha Tuvia, etc., etc., it has to be 30 days before the Shavach. If it's not 30 days, das heis nishtanomen. And that you see from our sugya. That once it's chuchzak lamed yoyim, now the truth is in our sugya, it sounds a little bit more related to the person and his knunyas, but this is a din. The din is that if a person carries a name for 30 days, that's when the name becomes the name. Regardless, this is a topic that we could talk about forever. In Beis Medrash, as we just saw, Beloi Kamechidushin, Shom Ezer Hashem will come back to this at some point, but we're going to stop here.